Welcome to the audio program for Active Skills for Reading, Book 1, by Neil J. Anderson. Copyright 2003 by Heinle Thompson Learning. All rights reserved. Unit 9. Sports and Games. Chapter 1. Let's Play Ball.
Around the world, people play numerous different ball games. It is not certain how a lot of these games were created, but we do know the history of two of them. Basketball started in the United States, but was created by a Canadian, James Naismith, in 1891. While teaching PE at Springfield College in Massachusetts, Naismith got the idea for the game. During the winter, students could rarely exercise outdoors. Seeing this, Naismith got two large baskets and hung them on opposite walls of the school gym, about 3 meters above the floor. He divided students into two teams. The object of the game was to throw a ball into the basket. Players soon got tired of taking the ball out of the baskets, so Naismith cut holes in the bottoms of them. Many people liked the game, and in 1936, basketball became an Olympic sport. In 1895, William G. Morgan, a teacher at the YMCA in Massachusetts, created a new game for his students. Morgan began with a tennis net. He raised the top of the net 2 meters above the floor. Players hit a large ball over the net using their hands and wrists. Like tennis, players had to hit the ball so it landed on the other side of the net inside the court lines and not drop it. In 1896, the first game of volleyball was played at Springfield College. This game also became very well liked, and by 1905, it was being played in Canada, Asia, and Cuba. In 1964, volleyball also became an Olympic sport.